Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom? Like, why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And welcome to tonight's episode. We're back, Paranormality UK in the house. We have a special guest with us tonight, Josh. Can you guess what kind of special person I have actually lined up for us tonight?
Is it King Charles?
It's not King Charles. I know you wanted to speak to his sausage fingers in particular, but yeah. It's not even a man from this country. I've actually gone across the pond tonight.
Oh, okay.
All the way to America, the United States. You know how they're fans of us over there, particularly with our recent Flat Earth video.
Yeah.
That one maybe didn't go down too well. But here tonight, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Ezekiel from Expanded Minds Podcast joining us. How are you doing, Ezekiel?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to be on. You call me King Ezekiel, by the way.
I know King Ezekiel.
King Ezekiel.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, I love that.
I guess we should say how we kind of met. Was you saw our podcast show up on your YouTube or your Instagram, and you hold the kind of podcast where you interview a lot of people, and so you reached out to us, and we were just amazed to start off with that you'd reached out to us and said, hey, do you want to be part of like your podcast? And so we came and did that, and I need to really, really apologize to you for this, Ezekiel, because due to technical constraints on my end, you didn't necessarily have the best footage to work with, so I do apologize for that. But in fairness to you, mate, the podcast that you released was spot on. You really captured, you know, a really good concept from that entire conversation, and you pulled it off really well, man. So I mean, what was it that you that made you want to start doing this whole process yourself, the podcasting thing, you know?
I always had the thoughts like post on social media, like some of the mystical things that I've gone through or spiritual things that I've gone through, because I know that a lot of people don't have a map for that, don't know how to navigate it. So I wanted to like put stuff out so that people don't feel alone during this process, because it's easy to label when you have, like dealing with the paranormal, for example. Like, it's easy to label somebody who is, you know, who believes in the paranormal as crazy, you know. But if you, the only crazy if you don't understand their perspective and where they come from. Well, I mean,
no, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, no, there could be people that are straight up like, you know, lunatics about it. But for the most part, a lot of people have a reason for why they believe in what they believe in. So I think it's very important to, through conversation, to help or to try to understand other people's perspectives and, you know, why they believe in what they believe in and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's important to, like, because I was just making videos by myself. Like, I would just have my phone camera. I'd be in my car making videos and I'm just like,
yeah, I saw some of your early stuff and it was kind of like motivational, like speeches from you just to the camera.
Me, the camera, the phone camera.
It feels so weird when you're doing that kind of thing, isn't it? I guess by reaching out to people and by doing like the more interview based podcast is where you really find your home. Is that right?
I would say so, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't really think I'm the best at it. I just do it just because, like, I feel like it helps people just in general.
Do you find that you're more comfortable being the person asking questions, you know, getting to know other people's perspectives rather than presenting your own, or are you equally comfortable doing both?
Oh, equally comfortable. Like, I can be vulnerable, and then on the other end, I'm very comfortable, like, interviewing people because my mind just, like, the questions just come in my head, and I just have so much in my mind when it comes to like interviewing people. I feel like I can do a lot with interviewing people. So,
yeah, I've obviously watched quite a few of your podcasts now, and I can say you have definitely interviewed some interesting characters. I don't want you to point fingers, or I don't want to make you feel awkward or anything, but is there any point in an interview where you've like sat there going, this guy is like one notch above out there, you know what I mean? Or do you always manage to find, you always seem to find that middle ground, and I just wonder if that's a struggle for you sometimes, or do you just naturally manage to form that bond and that instant rapport?
Are you talking about one notch above, as in like they're like a level ahead and they think, or is it like they're a little bit out there and I don't, like, what do you mean by one notch?
Either or. I mean, they could just be sort of on the same level as you, but one step ahead, or sometimes maybe do you think they're just a little bit, even for you, a little bit on the crazy side? I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
yes, I mean... I think there's people that I've interviewed that are like way ahead, and during the interview, it's like I kind of have to. There's a lot that goes on in my mind because it's like I'm trying to understand what they're saying, and then at the same time, trying to formulate questions in my head.
You're trying to learn from them.
There's been times where like I'll ask a question, they'll answer it, and then I have no idea what they're saying, and then you know I have to keep asking questions in order to get at the bottom of like what do they actually mean, because you know it. There's that. And then when it comes to like being out there, I don't necessarily have a judgmental attitude towards people if they're like out there or not. I just let people kind of share their perspective. And then somehow just like towards the end, just falls into place where it just makes sense. But, like when I watch it back, it'll be like, oh damn, like, this person was like, for some reason, like even though I was in it, I didn't really see how impactful what they said or whatever they said meant. You know, to
yeah.
In that moment, but
okay, yeah, no, I get that. Sometimes, like in the editing process, you absorb more than what you did at the time when you were speaking to them. So, yeah, you can certainly definitely draw more from a conversation that way.
Yeah, yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Am I right in thinking you did an interview with one of your old teachers?
I did. Yes,
you did.
My high school teacher. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. How did you find that? Was that weird kind of being grown up and speaking to your old teacher?
What's funny is, because I went to the graduation, the high school graduation that year. And so I actually ran into him. I just said, what's up? And then the thought crossed my mind and I got chills about it. I was like, wait, what if I had this guy on? Because I remember in his class, he was very passionate about like what he had to say. And he had very strong opinions around you know, church things and stuff like that. So I was like, huh, that'd be pretty cool to have him on. So yeah. You know, I found him on Instagram.
That's awesome. Yeah, that caught my eye when I saw it. I was like, that's actually really cool. I'd love to like interview one of my old teachers and stuff and see how they're doing now.
So. Well, one of the ones that caught my attention in recent weeks of your podcast, Ezekiel, was you interviewed the guy from Project Sasquatch. And like, I've seen that guy on TV before.
I
think we all know who he is. And I don't know how you got, I don't know how you got that meeting with him. I don't think I could get that meeting. but fair play to you, mate, for doing that. I mean, how did that make you feel? Speaking to a guy that literally lives next door to Sasquatch. Josh is here is a massive fan of Sasquatch.
I love Sasquatch. So
we do. I don't want to go too deep into Sasquatch because we do intend to do. You want to do it, an episode on Bigfoot because your dad has actually got quite an interesting story.
He has.
Bigfoot. We won't go into that. But I mean, how was that for you speaking to a guy who literally like lives with Bigfoot in the woods, you know? I mean, this guy, he knows how to track them, he knows how to go find them, take pictures of their sort of surroundings and the settlements that they're making. I've started following him on Instagram after seeing your episode. I gotta be honest, you know?
It was a really cool episode. I mean, he's such a genuine guy. Like, he actually reached out to me and I was like, you know, he like, such a good guy. I mean, he's so advanced in his mind, though. The way he thinks is just like, I would say, out there for like the normal person. Like, if the average person watches his videos and stuff, they'll be like, this guy's probably crazy. Like, he's not, you know, he's probably making stuff up. But if you actually take time to listen to him and his stories and stuff like that, it's like, this guy's very, like,
I did take the time. I watched that podcast all the way through. It was fascinating. And I like I say, I then went up and looked him up on Instagram and started following him as well. And every day he's posting pictures of stuff that he's finding, little buildings that like Sasquatches are making in the middle of the woods. I don't know if you ever check out our Instagram thing.
No, not much.
But yeah, it's on there now if you ever want to check that out, man. And that's all because of Ezekiel there, and the interview that you did with him was just so fascinating. I mean, this guy, you're gonna love it. You need to go and watch this Ezekiel's episode. Everybody here watching this podcast now, pause it, go and watch that episode, and then come back and carry on watching this one, because it's a cracker. You'll thank me for that. But that also brings me on to what I would like to make sort of the theme of tonight's episode, which is some of the American folklore. Since we have an average American guest, I'm sure you'd agree that you're an average American, are you not, Ezekiel?
Yeah. Not average, no.
Not average? No. Okay, above average.
Above average.
Above average. Yeah. and you also are...
Half American.
Would you say you're half English Nigerian or half Nigerian English?
It's weird. So, because my mum was adopted, she's half Irish, half Nigerian.
Okay.
So then with my dad, I'm half American, quarter Irish, quarter Nigerian. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it's we done ancestry and all that stuff.
So. Fair enough. And I'm just half English, half Welsh. But that's besides the point. What we're going for is American folklore. Right. So we've the Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. We're going to cover another episode anyway. You've already covered Bigfoot. So next one we got Skinwalkers.
Ah, Skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers. You've heard of Skinwalker Ranch, right?
I've heard of it, yeah. It's a crazy story.
It's some crazy fucking story. Sorry, I just didn't swear. Some really crazy stories there. We're going from everything from like poltergeist activity, alien visitations, mutilated
sheep,
cattle, sheep, just livestock in general, strange lights in the sky, strange electromagnetic fields, I believe. The place has gone through well, the ranch in sort of particular has gone through several hands, including the American military. Now it's privately owned. We've both seen the series that was on the TV about the current owner who wanted to investigate it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of seemed inconclusive to me.
Yeah, he found some things, but then debunked other things. And yeah. Stuff. But it was still a weird hotspot for activity.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Ezekiel, I mean, is there anything? Does this place show up regularly in American news stories or anything like that? Is there anything you can add to the table that we wouldn't have already heard?
Not that I know of. How I found out about it was I was like going through creepypastas and stuff, and then somehow ran into that the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah,
and it's very interesting. Like, I mean, from my memory of what I can recall from the story, I remember, like, sometimes they'll see, like, you know, weird-looking humanoid figures out of the window, and they'd come outside. They'll, like, come towards the house at night, look through the window, mm-hmm. not scare the family and stuff. I remember there's, like, orbs and stuff that would, like, weird, strange, like,
lights. Yeah, I think so.
It's, like, orbs. I think that's all interesting. I think that's very – I have a very spiritual perspective on this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I could probably go into if you guys
go for it.
You go into it. We'll give you 3 minutes to go into it.
Okay, let's see. I don't think I could do this in 3 minutes, actually. But let's see.
We're putting you on the stalk now. Don't worry about it.
No, 3 minutes is too short.
It's too short. But okay, so. Well, obviously, we always normally put things to the paranormality rating at the end of an episode when we've mm-hmm. discussed. But if we're going to discuss some small things, should we each put it to a paranormality rating? Just a mini paranormality rating per item.
Well, just like a quick.
Yeah, a quick one.
So Skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers. I'm going to give, to be honest, about a 4.5.
That was quite low for you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is for me.
Okay.
Because I think the Native American tradition of the Skinwalker is one thing, but then attributing that to a ranch and then saying, well, it's got poltergeists, it's got aliens, it's got this, it's got that, it's got the next thing. Yeah, that ranch has got a load of strange stuff happening.
Actual skinwalkers. So you don't
believe there's not really so much actually going on in the way of skinwalkers on the Skinwalker Ranch, is there?
So the scale is basically whether we believe in skinwalkers or not.
Do you believe in skinwalkers? Yeah, I guess.
I'll give it a 7.
You'll give it a 7?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've seen some videos.
Okay.
I mean, from my research, I'd probably give it like a 6 or 7. I think a lot of people count towards these things, like weird noises in the forest and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. usually they'll call out someone's name and stuff. I've never personally had an encounter with like something like that where, you know, names calling me like that. But, you know, I've had spiritual stuff happen to me to where I've heard whispers like that or voices somewhat similar to that. So you could say somewhere along the spectrum, I've experienced something similar to like a voice calling me from out of nowhere, but it wasn't. Or not calling me, but like just making noises towards me that, mm-hmm. you know, you don't necessarily see it, but it gives you like a creepy, like chill feeling. And
yeah,
you know,
I'm with you on that one because I think all three of us have heard some sort of voice.
Oh,
I don't think I've told you my one, but just quickly. So it's not Skinwalker.
I'll let you carry on in a second, but yeah, I can completely understand that. But yeah. That, to me, is just general ghostly, paranormal things happening. Skinwalkers, to me, are like shape-shifting people that can turn from like ghosts into wolves or something like that. I'm not really entirely sure what they are. So that's why I've given it the lower rating. Now, you carry on with your story.
Right, well, Skinwalkers is hard to obviously navigate, isn't it? Because you've seen videos, but there's not actual definitive proof. So like Ezekiel said, it's like you've had other experiences, but actual skinwalkers, No, we've given an average of like 6, really, haven't we? Between
about
5.5.
Yeah.
But what Ezekiel was saying about the voices, we've all had that because you had it with your mum saying, but I didn't tell you my one. So when I was drifting off to sleep, and it was probably maybe 6 months ago, I distinctively heard my granddad just whisper in the background as I was nodding off, and it kind of freaked me out, and I woke up and I said to Chloe, like, oh, did you hear that? And she had no idea what I was talking about, but I distinctively just heard my granddad's voice. Just, it was something along the lines of like, oh, you'll be fine, you'll be okay. And that was it.
Was it the kind of thing that he'd regularly say to you when he was alive?
Kind of, yeah.
In the case of me with my mum, the main thing about that story was the fact that in my head I heard her say "Ay Kester," which was her pet name for me,
which
would not have come from anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was "Ay Kester, a fine doobie, she's with me now." And this is just literally minutes after she died as well, by the way, Ezekiel. I don't know if you've heard this story. My mum died last year.
Oh.
The 15th of January last year. And I'd gone home from the hospice a couple of hours beforehand because we'd been there all day, and me and my girlfriend were just hungry and whatnot. And we went home, and my dad and a couple of the other family members stayed there until the end. Just a couple of hours later, when I was sat on the sofa watching TV, and suddenly I just heard in my ears my mum's voice say, "Hey, Kester, I found Doobie, she's with me now." And Doobie was my dog that I sent to live with her 10 years earlier when she first got cancer. And the dog died before she did. And when she was on her deathbed, I said, "Oh, mum, you know, when you get there, if you can find Doobie, tell her I miss her." And then literally minutes after she died, I heard her voice just giving me this nurturing talk saying, you know, I found the dog. We're both here.
Yeah.
And it was such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And you had the same thing with your granddad.
And it goes back to what Ezekiel was saying, where to some people, we'd seem nuts for hearing voices and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
But unless you, like what Ezekiel said, unless you've had your own experience and you've gone through something like that,
your mind opens up. You're an expanded mind.
So what other things? Oh, go on, sorry, mate.
I could probably address like the shape shifting stuff, because that for me, like, I have like kind of a spiritual perspective towards it, and I've had weird out of body experiences about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would say shape shifting is, for me, to kind of rate it on a paranormality stuff, like whether it's possible or not, I say like a 5 out of 10. And like, to get into it though, it's like, if you were to zoom out of your headspace, and what I mean by that is like, if you take your ability to be aware and you begin to like move it, you know, you can move it towards like your feet, to your legs, and then to your head. And if you take that ability and start to zoom all the way out and stretch all the way out, you'll start to see almost like another world, or develop kind of like another sight.
Mm-hmm.
And so from my experiences, like this is where you go into like seeing kind of like a shadow world, or like a peeling back the layers of reality. Cause when you zoom out like that, you realize there's more layers to what you see. Cause normally if you're focused and you're cemented into your physical sight, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're focused on like the objects around you, then that's all you're going to see. But if you start to like zoom out and feel what it's like to zoom out of your headspace, then you start to see more things. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so from that perspective, or at least from the experience that I've had, then I've started to see like figures around me, and they easily change shape. You know, they're more, I don't necessarily think they have a physical body.
That makes more sense. If something doesn't have that necessarily corporeal body, if it's more of an energy body, then it could appear to take a shape or another shape. But when, I guess that's what made me downrate it so much, is because I'm thinking of physical matter. But spiritualist beings aren't necessarily physical matter, are they? As you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could take matter shape, though. That could be another rabbit hole you go down, if they can actually take shape of, like, physical shape like that. But for the most part, you kind of have to be very zoomed out in order to see this kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I actually interviewed somebody pretty recently. I have a clip on my Instagram where, like, you know, she was talking about when she had quit doing, like, weed and stuff and started getting in tune with her body. Like, she was, like, feeling her body very deeply. Like, she was able to see entities and auras and things like that. And then as soon as she said that, like, I was able to see, like, this white color all around her. And it was, like, I could see her energy body. And then I mentioned to her, like, hey, like, I was able to see, like, as soon as you mentioned auras, like, I was able to see, like, it basically just looked like her soul, like just a white color. And I told her I was able to see it. And then she asked me what color it was. And then I said it was white because that's what I had seen. And then she had confirmed it with me, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, usually people when they say they see my aura, it's like white or like a purple color. So, and that all comes from just being zoomed out of your headspace, because a lot of people are so glued and identified with either their thought process or their, you know, their ability to see their sense of sight, that they don't necessarily see these things behind what, you know, they don't feel the energy around people and things like that. So,
yeah, there's definitely more to reality than what we see with just our normal everyday five senses, isn't there? And I guess you've managed with your spirituality and stuff to train yourself in either meditative or hypnotic ways to pick up more of that than what most people do in their entire lifetimes.
Yeah, I think just some people are actually gifted with it, I think. I don't even think you have to, like, practice. For some people, they don't have to practice it. Like, they just automatically kind of see these things, especially as, like, children and stuff. So, you know, I think when I was growing up, like, I kind of had these things, but again, my mind would kind of, it almost feel like I have an overactive imagination, to where, like, I'd be seeing figures in my mind mm-hmm. that weren't there. Like, one example would be, like, I would always take showers, like, around 12 a.m., like, when I was, like, in middle school and stuff. Around that time, and for some reason, I'd always feel really paranoid trying to go into my shower. And specifically, I would be seeing in my imagination, like, it'd just be like my mind's making up, like, this figure outside of my window with, like, yellow eyes, dark face, kind of like cat-like ears, and, like, a black body, just all pure black. And either my mind was making it up from a logical sense, maybe it was some kind of thing I was just scaring myself with, or I was actually seeing something. You could see it from either one of those perspectives. But either way, like, it was inducing fear inside of me. So going to take a shower at 12 o'clock at night, my mind would always be seeing that kind of figurine. And, you know, I'd be paranoid out of my mind. And so I don't necessarily, that could be a spirit. That could be my mind making something up.
That could be either, couldn't it? It could be your paranoid hallucination, or it could be that you have seen something there and you always see something there. Or it could be that you saw something there once and your brain won't let go of it. You associative.
That's it,
yeah. Do you know what I mean? Every time you go for that shower, you associate that same experience and you relive it almost, you know. That can be a phenomenon as well.
Yeah.
So that's a hard one to nail down, man. But, yeah, I can understand that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, so going back to the skinwalker thing, though.
deviated quite a little.
Keep getting sidetracked, don't we?
But, the shape-shifting thing, I think it could be possible. It seems, though, like, I don't know why the purpose of that existing in that particular place, like, why would it be there? Why there'd be some kind of entity doing that there? Maybe the Native Americans know more about that than, you know, a normal mm-hmm. person would, because they have a bunch of myths and stuff like that around that kind of stuff. But for the most part, could be plausible that something could shapeshift and make noises and cause people in their minds to, you know, be scared and stuff like that. But, you know, it's not something I think you can study with some kind of instrument, scientific instrument. Maybe you can use some kind of electromagnetic thing.
Oh, I think any implements that, like, ghost hunters or, you know, Zach Bagan or whatever is going to take to it, I don't think you'd actually detect something that you could definitely say, this is a skinwalker, it's a shapeshifter, it's a spirit made corporeal. I think you've literally got to experience that for your own eyes, don't you? To really 100% believe in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say.
100%. That's exactly why I'm on the fence with a lot of things.
So I think if we manage to average it out as skinwalkers at around about a 5.5 or a 6, I'd probably be happy with that. What do you reckon, Ezekiel?
Well, let me mention one more thing. Like, it just came to my mind right now. So I was like looking at some missing 401 cases, and one thing that people had mentioned was like sometimes the forest would go quiet. And then there's this one story, I don't remember where I found it from, but there's one story where this person, they actually had a picture of it, but like on their cell phone, the grainy quality, you know, it's unusual. Like whenever somebody captures something paranormal, it's always a grainy quality. But either way, like they noticed the forest went quiet, and then through the trees, like something was coming at them, but it was in a very clear, like translucent color. And it was coming towards them, and then they forgot how the ending went, but...
Well, yeah, because they shat themselves and ran. That's why.
they happened to get a picture on their phone and stuff, and they posted on that cave, or they forgot what channel I found it on. But either way, I've had a similar experience where, but it was, this happened when I was, you know, in an out of body experience where, like, I was in some kind of house, and then I'm walking through the house, and then I see something like a translucent shape like that. First I was in the house, and then I was running away because I sensed the thing was coming for me. And then when
was
I zoomed
this
out
your
of my headspace,
sorry, a lot of our viewers aren't going to know that you have these out of body experiences, but yeah, you do have these out of body experiences where you seem to transcend your own body and you go on these little journeys, don't you? And so. This is not like a dream, is it? This is an actual sort of it's almost a physical experience for you, although you have no body while you're doing it.
Yeah, or you have some kind of feelings. I don't know how to describe it, but like whenever my kind of theory about like the dream world in general is that like when you go to sleep at night, you go into the spirit world. I don't think there's like spirit world or dream world. Whatever you want to call it, but if you watch yourself as you go to sleep, and you practice that like every single day, you'll notice, you'll see yourself literally come out of your body and just fly off wherever. It's weird, you just fly off and go into some other spaces. Mm-hmm. But that particular experience though, like I was in a random house, I remember sensing something was coming after me, and so I started running through the house, and I realized that I can zoom out of my headspace. And so what I did was I took my awareness from my being focused what's in front of me, and I zoomed out just like that. And then I was able to see like in a 360 kind of field of view. And then I saw something like as a translucent shape. And then so I paused in some kind of big living room. And then I was kind of like trying to look around and see where that thing went. And then it turned into a cat. So from like a humanoid translucent color, like it was like the shape of a human, it turned into a cat. And then I paused and I looked at it and I was confused. And I'm like, what? It's a cat. So I felt safe after that for some reason. Like I felt safe. It was just a cat. And then all I remember is that cat.
I thought you meant a big cat for a minute there. I thought like a mountain lion
like
or
house
something.
It was a house cat. It was a house cat. And then it was just walking. It like walked a little bit up to me. And then it just lunged at me and turned back into like a shadow color. And then it went into my chest, and I just blacked out. And then that was that experience. But you wake, it's interesting because you wake up after those kind of experiences. You're like, what the hell is happened?
Can I ask you, not to put you on the spot or anything, like, how often do you have these experiences? Is it like almost every day, or is it like once a week, once a month? Or
do you have to initiate them, or is it something that happens naturally to you?
It happens naturally. The occurrences, I don't I don't keep track.
It's just
probably
random.
A couple times a month. Yeah, it's random. Okay. A couple times a month. And sometimes it has happened when I've gone deep into meditation where you feel very deeply your body, and then you kind of just start to fall asleep a little bit, and then you just, go off into another space. Mm-hmm. So you have to have some kind of relaxation and a little bit of tiredness, I would say, and then you just kind of your sense of perception goes somewhere else from your body to some other place.
Okay. So another question is, when this happens to you, do you find that time freezes for you, or does it pass naturally as though you were asleep? Can you recount sort of every moment that you're out of your body, or is there any missing time or anything like that?
It happens pretty fast. Or when I'm in the experience, it feels like normal time. Like, it just feels like things are just going by.
Yeah.
And then when I go back to my body, it's only been like a minute or two. I'm just like,
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
It's only been like a minute or two, like 20 minutes to pass by or whatever.
I had a theory that you might say something like that, just because I've known several people that have these kind of out of body experiences. It's just like either being like astral projection or something like that, speaking to the spirit realm. And many of them have said that they can spend hours there, and when they get back, literally minutes have passed.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're still trying to get to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They're still in bed. You know, for God's sake, why can't I get to sleep?
Yeah.
And they're literally, but they've already been on they've lived several hours worth of their life in this.
There's actually a famous spiritual form. Story of an American comedian called Ari Shaffir. And he had something similar where he had a whole family and a whole life. Right. And then when he came, so it was like 30, 40 years. And when he came back, it was only like 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And he had a whole life, marriage, kids, everything. And then, you'll have to Google it or look at it.
We'll have to do an episode on this guy.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting.
That is very interesting. But yeah, I mean, yeah. So that's
kind of trippy, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
You know what I love the most about it is, with Ezekiel talking about meditation and all this stuff, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So Ezekiel's the closest I'm going to get to an actual Jedi. it's actually really interesting. Like, especially when you mention, obviously it comes naturally to you and you can strengthen it through meditation and stuff. Like, I'm just hearing Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, I'm loving it. I think it's awesome.
You do the best Obi-Wan Kenobi impression.
No, I don't.
You do?
Where you go? Hello there. I love it. But I wish I had that ability. I really do.
Maybe you should set up a regular video chat with Ezekiel and he'll teach you his secrets.
But then, is it one of those things?
I don't know if it can be learned.
Yeah, not everyone can do it, I'm guessing.
Do what exactly are you talking about?
So, when you're saying about
your out-of-body experience.
Yeah, what was it you used, coming out and zooming back?
It's very easy.
It's very easy. Could you teach that to someone? Obviously not now, but could you?
Yeah. Oh. I have actually did a series on YouTube. So just for fun, I was teaching people how to meditate on a Omegle. And there are some people that would go into there's one guy in particular who was having, he didn't really believe in this stuff at all, but usually when I get into that mode of focus, I'll it feels like I'm there with the person. Mm-hmm. So I would just literally just run them through their body, okay, focus on your feet, your calves. And usually if I can tell people are in tune with themselves, I can feel I can feel a lot of energy. I can feel blissful feelings. And this person in particular, you can see he was seeing a bunch of water coming through his body or heat coming through his body. Mm-hmm. Like, his mind was just producing this experience where he was seeing a bunch of heat running through the body. And then he's starting to see a white light and some kind of weird colors. And it's just a natural product of, feeling out these different parts of yourself. And so this is the first time meditating, and his mind starts to come in, and it's like, no, this is all placebo. My mind makes things up. So. But it's literally if you connect to your observer self and you just step into a part of you that's watching those thoughts come, mm-hmm. It's like very easy. It can be intense, I will say. It can be intense for some people, depending on where you're at, I would say. Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, it's like some people like being in their headspace and zooming out of it will be too much. Like they're not ready to see more. Yeah. And so you can get a lot of like,
you get a lot of surprised people that get overwhelmed by that first experience. Can you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Makes sense. I'd like to do that. Some people, awesome. Sorry.
Yeah. Like some people are ready though. And then when they're ready again, like they'll start to see colors or start to see different kind of things. And it's just all about having an open mind. Like you don't really try to expect it. It's just an automatic part of yourself that's always been there. It's just you need to kind of shift yourself back into place, you know, it's like kind of just adjusting yourself back into a starting place. Because I think that a lot of, if you're not really conscious of what you do, you can kind of shift yourself out of place and out of alignment. And then you lose that ability and then you feel like you have to work back to it. When in reality, it's always been there, but people have kind of pulled you or certain circumstances have pulled you into another direction where you're not in that clear headspace or, you know, ability to be connected to your intuition and energy all around you.
Yeah.
It can be very, yeah.
I get you. So this might be a silly question as well. But if someone's really angry and stressed and have a lot going on, I'm guessing they're not going to get a good result unless they are completely open-minded and calm. Is that fair to say, or?
That's a good question.
Not necessarily.
Oh, so you could do it being...
That's a good question, yeah.
Sorry, carry on, Mick, sorry.
No, it's kind of like lagging a little bit. That's
I think... we're starting to get towards the end of the podcast anyway. Me and Josh usually aim for 30 to 40 minutes. We're at 40 minutes now on the live cast, and we are going to run out of time on Google fairly soon. So I think we'd probably head to wrapping up there. If you'd at home would like to get into more about what Ezekiel was talking about there with his... meditation techniques and the spirituality teachings that he's got to offer, please go and check out his channel, Expanded Minds Podcast. There will be a link to it in the description and in the show notes. You can check him out on Instagram, again, at Expanded Minds Podcast. We will link to him. He's a very interesting individual. He does a lot of interesting conversations and interviews with some like quite spectacular people. Grandmaster Wolf, you got Grandmaster Wolf on as well.
Yeah, Grandmaster Wolf, man, that's awesome.
So, if you want to follow Ezekiel, please follow the links down in the description. Thank you very much, Ezekiel, for showing up today. It's been absolutely awesome having you with us. We thank you for inviting us to your podcast to start with, and again for coming back for hours. It's very gracious of you, and it's been absolutely brilliant for you to turn up.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
That's okay. And we give your channel 9 out of 10 on the paranormality rating. So
yeah, that's very good.
You're just 10 out of 10.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind, man. Too kind. But yeah, that will do for today. Obviously, normally we always say if you want to get in touch with us, paranormality@uk.gmail.com, or leave a note down in the description or the show notes, wherever you can leave a comment, please do. We always love to hear your feedback. And until next week, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
So good, so good.
Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.